Thank you, Chair. For us, the outcome that we need is one that is substantive and adds value compared to what we've agreed in the past, unlike what we had in 21 and 22. Restating past agreements is not progress in this regard unless we clearly build on it. And it goes without saying, of course, that undermining current obligations or weakening past language is not an acceptable outcome, and also praising new weapons technology is not part of a successful outcome. An important success criterion is that the conceptual structure of the two-tiered approach to laws be reflected in the document. A second criterion is that we flesh that approach out with some detail on the human element and the need for active human involvement, judgment, and control throughout. We also believe that the five objectives in paragraph 21D, which currently have a red line over them, are important to retain in some form or shape. And as regards prioritization, that's of course uncomfortable because there is so much important substance in this document on which there is seemingly more and more convergence. But if I take a stab at it, I'd say paragraphs 19 to 25 with 20 to 23 at the top. On the draft as it is now, I think I can just subscribe to the comments made by New Zealand and Ireland. It does take us forward, though, in some areas, and of course we have many opinions on the new text. Some are stronger and some are less strong. And going forward, we'll try to be as helpful as possible and focus on the areas where we have the strongest opinions. Thank you.